You're now listening to the Deep Edge Podcast with your host, technology expert Ray Moda, giving you the rundown on telecom, cloud, and all things business and tech. This is the Deep Edge Podcast.
Let's go!
SD-WAN initially started as a way to try to reduce the operations of your wide area network. But as enterprises look forward to deploying this, they realize that there's other important parts of SD-WAN. They needed to have more simplification of their overall WAN, which was a high priority. They needed to have visibility, and they needed to have control. And they needed to have what they call an end-to-end control visibility from a secure environment. And SD-WAN has the promise to enable them to do that. If we look at the origin of SD-WAN, it primarily started as a DIY service. And what a lot of enterprises realize is that it was actually more complicated than they expected to try to deploy themselves. And they needed to have more scalability and speed and simpler provisioning, which is a perfect opportunity for service providers because they know how to build very large scale secure networks, and they built managed services in the past, right? So it's a great opportunity. Number two, if we look at the MPLS market, it's an extremely large global market, and so far SD-WAN is in its infancy stage. It's only about 2% global penetration in SD-WAN. And number three, the longer you wait, the higher your customer acquisition cost increases. So it's important to be able to own the network, because if someone else got to that customer, you either have to wait till the contract expires, you either have to buy out the contract, and that increases your customer acquisition cost and reduces the lifetime value of the customer. And lastly, it's important to look at SD-WAN more as a platform of innovation. There's a race to own that platform, and there's a race to own the enterprise platform, because it allows you later on to come in once you've shown the value of SD-WAN, that you simplified it, show them that it's code managed. You're able to add in value-added services like VNF, whether it's virtual routing, virtual firewall, virtual WAN optimization. But it's extremely important that as a service provider, in order to maximize your profit, you need to have the proper provisioning, the orchestration, the automated tool, and the management to be able to look at customers and be able to scale at the speed that they need to scale. So SD-WAN is ready, and it's now.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Deep Edge Podcast. Make sure to follow Ray Moda on Twitter and LinkedIn at RModa. If you enjoyed the podcast, please make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes. Want even more? Head over to acgcc.com to access exclusive bonus content. Till next time.